You probably have seen this next artist playing on the streets of Santa Cruz for many, many, many years, busking for money right here on Santa Cruz. He's also a DJ at Free Radio Santa Cruz, has a show, and I'll let him explain all about that when he gets out of here if he wants to. Are you ready? My longtime friend, a hell of a witch, a very good witch. Feel free.
I hear you, Bob, but I don't see it. Hi. I'm Phil, as Dennis mentioned. I got feedback. I'm a street musician primarily. You got that thing?
Hey.
Sorry. So it can take me a couple minutes to get used to these things, these microphone things. They're kind of a new experience for me. I just pretend I'm on the radio and... Look at the professional assistance I got here. Is that better? Thank you. David Rovitz, thank you. When I first came into Santa Cruz, I was just passing through. Been about 10 years, I guess. I stopped for a mocha, I think it was a Pergolesi. I didn't have a whole lot of possessions. I had a guitar and everything would fit in my broken down piece of truck. And this one song, it's called Peacenik. Quit talking, Bob, I hear you over here.
Once knew a man who wandered from place to place. Never seemed tired or hungry, smile upon his face. Asked him why he was so happy and life could be so good. Told me his philosophy, the things for which he stood. Love is my law and truth is my religion. Share with those less fortunate everything I'm given. Won't be sold to slavery. Won't be beaten down. Keep my head up in the clouds, feet upon the ground. Whenever I see a wrong, try to set it right. Against a strong adversary, wage a peaceful fight. Always try to speak the truth, say what I mean. My spirit is my guiding light, I'll follow in my dreams. All the time I knew him, he always seemed so free. Never harmed a living thing, spoke so peacefully. Always spoke from his heart, never told me lies. When he looked upon another, love was in his eyes. Love is my law and truth is my religion. Share with those less fortunate everything I'm given. Won't be sold to slavery, won't be beaten down. Keep my head up in the clouds, feet upon the ground. He was gone, leaving behind his few belongings. He had just moved on. Never said where he was going. Somehow I knew he had gone wherever his dreams led him to. Love is my law and truth is my religion. share with those less fortunate everything I'm given. Won't be sold to slavery, won't be beaten down. Keep my head up in the clouds, feet upon the ground. Keep my head up in the clouds, feet upon the ground.
Thank you. Well, it sounds okay out there. I can't hear these monitor things. So it sounds much different than the street, though, I'll tell you that much. After a while, after I first arrived in Santa Cruz, I made my way off into the woods, and I was sucked in for, like I said, the last 10 years. One of the things that sucked me in the woods so much is the religion I was raised with. I was raised pagan, with a deep reverence for the land. For me, a tree is more than just a living thing. It's a being as big as deity itself. It's a tree to people like me is the god, the goddess, is a piece, a living piece of everything that is. The trees here sucked me into Santa Cruz. And it wasn't long after that I found out that the trees in Santa Cruz were being cut down. And I met Uncle Dennis at my first Earth First meeting, Earth First Santa Cruz. He's been doing Earth First forever. If Uncle Dennis stopped showing up at the meetings, there's times when just Earth First Santa Cruz probably wouldn't happen anymore, because sometimes all the college kids leave town, and it's just Uncle Dennis meeting with himself. But he's a long time. Uncle Dennis still hasn't burned out. I don't know, Uncle Dennis. But recently, President Bush made a very special thing happen for me. He declared war. Before he declared war on the Muslims, he declared war on people of my religion. I'm a witch, been a witch my whole life. And before he even became president, he said that my people didn't have the right to exist. This is a Christian country, and we are anti-God, in his opinion, and gave me a whole new batch of songs to break out that are now political again. And this song was written by Charlie Murphy, and it's called The Burning Times.
Chanting healing incantations, calling forth the wise ones, celebrating and dancing song. Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna. There were those who came to power, domination, and they bonded in the worship of a dead man on a cross. They sought control of the common peoples by demanding allegiance to the Church of Rome. And the Pope declared the Inquisition. It was a war against the women whose power they feared. In this Holocaust against the nature peoples. 9 million European women died. And the tale is told of those who by the hundreds holding together chose their death in the sea, while chanting praises of the mother goddess, a refusal of betrayal. Women were dying to be free. Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Now the earth is the witch, and the men still burn her, stripping her down with mining and the poisons of their war. Still to us, the earth is a healer, a teacher, mother, a weaver of a web of life that keeps us all alive. She gives us the vision to see through the chaos. She gives us the courage, it is our will to survive. Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna.
I had to call up a Spirit, longtime drummer of my former band. Well, we never really broke up. We just faded into parenthood, called Just Kidding. Don't know if those of you in Santa Cruz ever heard of those old folks. But Spirit here is from the on loan from the Infernal Noise Brigade. They've been marching around, creating havoc everywhere you go. Me and Spirit have been playing a long time together. But we haven't been playing a long time together since... Shortly after she had a son, I had a daughter, and it's just kind of hard.
Huh?
It was hard to tour anymore. we had to raise kids that weren't going to be doing the same messed up things that all the other people that have previously been on the planet have already done. And that's kind of a hard thing to do.
Expensive, so
yeah,
yeah, one of those things.
I mentioned before my first political organization I hooked up with was Earth First. And wrote a lot of songs, played a lot of Earth First benefits, played a lot of Free Radio Santa Cruz benefits, played a lot of Earth First, Free Radio Santa Cruz benefits together, but it's been a long time since I played one of these. So I wrote a song the first time that I went to Headwaters Forest, and I played it for the North Coast Earth Firsters, and I got to tell you, it didn't go over well. It didn't go over well because of this new invented concept at the time. It's probably an old concept now, but it was a new concept at the time. It was something called violence against machinery. Now, I don't believe in violence against machinery. Let me rephrase that. I don't believe in the concept of violence against machinery. Like I told you before, trees are as close a thing to God to me as I can touch. And something that's going to kill something that sacred, if somebody's got to destroy that thing to stop it, great. More power to them. The tree, to me, again, has a soul, has a life. Something that doesn't have a soul and doesn't have a life can't be performed violence on. And sometimes in the activist movement, this word nonviolence is sometimes used just to keep us from doing absolutely anything. And the song's a love song, and it's called Sabotage.
Some people believe signs as a way to bring about change. Others feel we can stop the great big wheel if enough of us whine and complain. sabotage. They will listen. What more can you do? Yeah, I believe in sabotage to make my dreams come true. Some people say you should be put away for destroying their precious property. Well, they don't bat an eye while Mother Nature cries. Well, she is much more precious to me. It's why I believe in sabotage. They will listen. What more can you do? Yeah, I believe in sabotage. Just who are they trying to screw? Do our part, take a whack at the big killing machine. Its gears will stop turning, carcinogens stop burning. Yes, I have a dream. Oh, I believe in sabotage. They would listen. What more can you do? Yeah, I still believe in sabotage to make my dreams come true.
Mind you, this is the first time I played live in like 4 years, okay? So.
And we're sounding better than we ever did. Come on, don't try and tell them we ever sounded any better than that. They take us too seriously. Again, if Bob wasn't back there in the hall, in the little box there, we'd have a Just Kidding reunion right here. But we half a Just Kidding reunion or three
two-thirds.
Quarters. Or there's three people in the damn band. How do you break that up? But me and Spirit here, along with Bob, back when Just Kidding was a new band.
6 years ago.
Something like that. We were some of the founders of Free Radio Santa Cruz. Actually, we were staying in the house of the night of the first broadcast. We've been doing Free Radio Santa Cruz ever since. And we used to go around and tour into all these places doing benefits for people. And we had to write songs at the last minute. We had to do a Free Radio Santa, or it was a Free Radio Food Not Bombs benefit, as I recall, back when Free Radio was a new concept. And there was three stations in the United States that anybody had known about. And they were all based in California in the Bay Area here. Free Radio Santa Cruz was the third and still running when a lot of those stations went off. We wrote this little song about it. Don't go something like this.
Within my eye, been looking way too long, but I fear it will all be gone before I finish this song. And sing it will be crime, but I sing it while I got the time. Free the land, free the air. For our people everywhere, you cannot take what we won't give. We're taking back our right to live. And I know it's better to die on my feet than live on my knees. It's better to die fighting on my feet, continue living on my knees. something about a choice. Somewhere in the static, the people have a voice. And somewhere behind the wall is the sound of corporate downfall. But to resist is still a crime. Better scream it while we got the time. Free the land, free the air. We're taking it back everywhere.
You
cannot take, we won't give. Taking back our right to live. And I know it's better die on my feet than live on my knees. Better to die right here on my feet than continue living on my knees. Free the land, free food for all. Not gonna watch each other crawl. You cannot take what we won't give. We're taking back our right to live. And I know it's better to die on my feet than live on my knees. Better to die fighting on my feet than continue living on my knees.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure how long we're supposed to get playing or keep playing, but Bob's going to give us a signal when we got like one more, aren't you, Bob? You going to do that? All right.
Two more.
What's he doing?
Two
with a I'm getting old. I can't see Bob's fingers.
Fuck you, too.
Are you flipping me off, Bob? Come here and do that.
Three or two or three, something like that.
Three more songs? Free. Free what? Which should we free first? All right, I have to meet certain union obligations. I am a sometimes dues-paying member of the IWW for about 5 years as well.
Sometimes.
I'm actually involved in the most successful IWW organizing campaign I've ever seen in Santa Cruz. It's called the Sacred Grove. It's a bunch of people have fired their boss and started a worker-owned collective because they knew how to do the job that they were formerly doing better than the people that were making them do it. And, yeah, so I got to play a couple of union songs. I've been told I've had a special request from my former producer, Robin Hood out there, also known as Eon Blues, to perform this song that me and Spirit have probably never played together before. But
uh-oh,
we'll do great. Nobody will know. Well, I just told him, huh?
Yeah.
I totally messed that up.
Shit.
I'm
sorry. What the fuck
are
you getting me into, huh?
I think something like that.
As I was growing up, I used to love parades with banners, bands, and red balloons and maybe lemonade. When I came home one May Day, my neighbor's father said, "The marchers is all commies. Tell me, kid, are you a red?" Well, I didn't know just what he meant. My hair back then was brown. My house is plain red brick, just like most others in the town. Well, I went and asked my mama why our neighbor called me red. My mama put me on her knee, and this is what she said. Well, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, well, then you're bound to hear it said. And you might as well ignore it and love the word instead. No, you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. yeah, you're singing along already. Well, when I was growing up, I had my troubles, I suppose, when someone took exception to my hair, to my clothes, or tried to cheat me on the job or hit me on the head. When I organized to fight back, them bastards call me red. No, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. Now you disagree with the status quo, yeah, you're bound to hear it said. You might as well ignore it and love the word instead. You ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, now I've been agitating for 20 years or more, for the homeless, for the planet, and always against war. And I keep on agitating as far as I can see. Yeah, that's what being red is. It's good enough for me. No, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. Yeah, I tried to overthrow that government, and you're bound to hear it said.
Yeah,
you might as well ignore it and love the word instead. No, you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, there's this little verse we used to like to do down on the mall, recognizing the dramaticity of our situation. How would it go? Let's see, it was Clinton, I believe, when we first had to write another verse for this song, because, you know, throughout history, people have been ruled by buzzwords, I believe. Like communists, like anarchists. Like witch. Once upon a time, all you had to do was holler witch, and your neighbors would be hauled away. But then after a while, all you had to do was holler red in the right place, and your neighbors would be hauled away. Now, what is the word now?
Terrorist.
A terrorist? Well, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a terrorist. You ain't been doing a damn thing if you ain't made Clinton's list. Because pretty damn soon, we all will be on it. I see you all in prison, cause we'll all be there. Now you go up another 4 years, all you gotta do is do the same damn verse and change a president in there. They ain't done nothing if you ain't made called a terrorist. You ain't been doing a damn thing if you ain't made Bush's list. Cause pretty damn soon we all will be on it. So we better dig a big hole and crawl in it, and I'll see all of you there.
All right, I can't for the life of me think we're going to do what? A request. Huh. If it's one of the songs that we know. Yeah. Kill the Cop Inside.
We need him, the guy in the box.
Yeah, that's a Just Kidding song. We can't perform that with the whole band. Try again.
The guy in the box.
Try again.
Come out of your box.
Anything for the peanut gal? What? I don't even know that song anymore. Dennis took that song of mine and has traveled the world with that song. That song's in songbooks and stuff, and I don't even know how to sing it anymore.
I just can't wait.
I remember how to masturbate, mind you, but I don't remember how to sing Masturbate and Smash the State. Come on, anybody else? Anybody else? Oh, I was pretty impressed that there was people that knew two songs out there. That was good. Recently, I heard David Rovics on a show with Jim Page. One of my favorite musicians. Jim Page actually played on the couch of Campbell Street, a famous activist house once upon a time in this town that housed Free Radio Santa Cruz, and because of that and many other things, got torn down once upon a time. And we were fortunate enough to have Jim Page play on the couch once upon a time. And Jim Page did a song on there that reminded me of a song that I know. Most of you people have probably heard the song... Was it When Johnny Comes Marching Home, the little patriotic number like that? The song actually comes from much further back when they had a little more realistic view on war. And for the life of me, I just thought of playing it, so I can't remember what the original version of the song was called, but at least the verses went something like this.
sweet by Haru, Haru. Well, on the road to sweet by Haru, Haru. Well, on the road to sweet by with a stick in me hand and a drop in me eye. Fair young maid, and I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. With your guns and drums and guns, haru, haru. With your guns and drums and guns, haru, haru. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. Oh, my darling dear, I'm full of fear, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Where are those eyes that look so mild, Haru, Haru? Where are those eyes that look so mild, Haru, Haru? Where are those eyes that look so mild when my heart should first beguile? When did you run from me and the child, Johnny? I hardly knew ya. Your guns and drums and guns, Haru. Guns and drums and guns, haru, haru. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. My darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew you. Where are those legs that used to run, haru, haru? Where are those legs that used to run, haru, haru? Where are those legs that used to run when first you went to carry a gun? Well, I fear your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Your guns and drums, drums and guns, haru, haru. Your guns and drums and guns, haru, haru. With your guns and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew. My darling dear, I'm full of fear, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Now you haven't an eye and you haven't a leg, haru, haru. Now you haven't an eye, you haven't a leg, haru, haru. You haven't an eye and you haven't a leg, or an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. Well, you'll have to be put in a basket to beg, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
How many was that? That was two? God, that felt like a lot more. All right, well, like I said, I did the whole union speech. Once upon a time, way back, it was traditional. I'm old enough to be traditional to close a meeting with a specific song. This is going to be our last song, and we sure in the hell didn't write it. And it's a sing-along, if you know the words.
When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. But force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one. The union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong.
That sounded beautiful.
Is our odd we hold in common with the greedy parasite who would lash us into serfdom and would crush us with his might? Is there anything left to do but organize and fight? The union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the
cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops and the smiles of railroad laid. We stand outcast, starving midst the wonders we have made. The union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong. It is we who wash the dishes, scrub the floors and chase the dirt, feed the kids and send them off to school, and then we go to work. We work for lower wages with the boss who likes to flirt. We will make this union strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong. They have taken unto millions that they never toiled to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong. In our hands there lies a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old. The union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong. All the world that's so vital, drones is ours and ours alone. We have laid the wide foundation, built them skyward stone by stone. It's ours not to slave in, but to master and to own. The union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. The union makes us strong. The union makes us strong. The union makes us strong. In union, we are strong.